the people you know will determine the direction you go. I know for me in building my expert business, one of the number one ways that I have been able to build towards having market leadership in my message and my niche is simply because of the people that I've been able to connect with, collaborate with, and have them actually even share my message. Today's conversation is about one of the, I think, one of the most important skills you need to build if you want to truly be a market leader. I've actually never really gone into depth about this specific topic on the Expert Edge, but it's all about building influential relationships, and more specifically, building relationships with influential people. And today's conversation is going to be practical, insightful. So have a think about, is there someone in this marketplace that you want to build a relationship with? Today's conversation will help you do this. Now, I will say, if you have been a listener for a couple of episodes or more, and you haven't left a written review of the podcast, please go and do that. I genuinely appreciate it. And if you do, take a screenshot, send it to my Instagram, just at Colin Boyd, and I'll send you over access to a free course that we normally sell. But you get that for free if you do a review. So I appreciate it so much. Let's get into today's conversation all about building relationships with influential people.
You are listening to the Expert Edge podcast. This is the place where experts come to command the stage, position themselves as authorities, and scale their business up. Get ready to access your next level of potential with your host, Colin Boyd.
So let's talk about building influential relationships. When I reflect on my journey over the last 15 years of building my business, I hands down will say that the relationships that I've made in the business, in the industry over those years have made a significant impact in terms of the success that I've had in my life and in my business. In fact, I would say that for, you know, a lot of the time when you think about an expert business, there's a big focus on skills, right? On skills, on learning the skill of your own expertise, learning the skill of selling, learning the skill of speaking, like all of those things. And there is an unfair advantage that you get when you build powerful, influential relationships. And so this conversation is really going to form some foundations for you to build more influential relationships. What I mean by that, is there someone in the industry who you really look up to that you would love to build a relationship with? That imagine maybe, I don't know, 12 months from now, think about someone in the industry that you really look up to, who is a market leader. Imagine 12 months from now, you were firstly good friends with them, secondly, collaborating with them on projects, and maybe thirdly, you were sharing your journey with them, like they became really good friends. How would that feel? What do you feel like that would add to your business, not just financially, but even from a meaningful perspective? That is what I'm talking about today. And I was reflecting on the fact that I've had the privilege of building some incredibly influential relationships in this industry. But what's cool is those influential relationships that I've built didn't start, you know, with me growing up being friends with them my whole life. They came about as a part of me doing specific things. And I'm going to share these strategies today with the kind of the fear of being misunderstood. Because what we have to understand is a lot of the time people consider relationship building should just be like a natural thing that just happens. And if you naturally just build that relationship with them, then that is a really good relationship. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like that whole thought of like, don't make the relationship too manufactured or too strategic. Now, I get where that's coming from, because you really want to make sure that in relationships, It's not a manipulative relationship. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about today is I'm going to share some strategies that I actively do to build relationships that have enabled me to literally be friends with and partner with, promote with, do the journey with the biggest names in the entire world in our industry. And so the strategies I'm going to share today, it's not like one strategy was the strategy that built that relationship, but it's actually the culmination of all of these different strategies that just chip away at different relationships that have enabled me to build friendships and relationships, et cetera, with high-level people. And so I trust you kind of, you get this context. So here's the challenge. The challenge is in building influential relationships, it can be awkward. Like if you think about someone you want to build an influential relationship with, like approaching them can feel really awkward and really confusing from the sense of like, how do I even approach them? How do I even talk to them? Have you ever found yourself, maybe you're at a conference and you end up meeting like the speaker or one of the leaders of that industry and you get really awkward? Like I'll put up my hand. Like I've done that before. I remember I was at an event and there was a guy who was speaking who was a billionaire, actually a multi-billionaire. And we were spending some time with him and he spoke for about a couple of hours. And then there was another guy who came up and spoke and I was listening to the second guy, right? And I went into the bathroom. I went to the bathroom during halfway one of the breaks and the billionaire ended up being walking down the hallway. And he said, hello. He was like, oh, hey, good to meet you. And I said, hello. And then I said his name, but I said the name of the guy who was speaking at the time. So the guy who was speaking at the time, his name's Ken. And the billionaire's name was David. And I called David Ken. I said, oh, Ken, thank you so much for your session before. It was so good. I loved what you said about this. And he like looked at me really confused. Like he was kind of a little bit unsure what to take of it. And then I was like, oh, you know, and then I just started talking and I started to feel awkward. And then when I said bye, I was like, oh, thanks, Ken. And then, as I'm in the bathroom, I'm thinking and I'm like, I just literally called him the wrong name. Have you ever done something like that before? So I just want you to know that if you feel awkward building relationship, especially with people of influence, I do too, okay? So I want you to give yourself full permission to understand that it's normal to feel awkward to build relationships with people of influence. And so whenever I get put into a situation when it feels like a bit out of my comfort zone, I'm looking around going, wow, these are some, you know, some heavy hitters, some influential people, some market leaders, I feel awkward as well. And so I want you to know that that is a part of a journey of acclimatizing and you'll get used to it because the people that I used to feel awkward around before, I no longer feel awkward around them, mainly as well because I've grown as a person. And so we'll talk about that today. So let me share with you kind of the journey of building influential relationships. And because the opportunity I think we have here is that, first of all, you're going to feel more confident to build influential relationships. Number two, you'll be clearer on how to actually do it. And you're going to naturally just become a more influential, attractive person through these processes. Now, I will say that if you haven't listened to the episode that I did several weeks ago on how to be more charismatic, that's a really important episode for you to go and have a listen to as a foundation for this as well, because that strategy, that podcast will help you to understand some of the context of today's podcast as well. So you don't have to listen to that, but I highly recommend it. If you enjoy this, go and listen to how to be more charismatic on the podcast, and I think you'll enjoy that as well. So why do we want to build influential relationships? Well, for me, influential relationships do a few things. They open up incredible opportunities. There are different opportunities that I've had to speak at conferences, to speak in front of groups, to make significant amounts of money, to invest in things that wouldn't normally be available. It's really, for me, it's about opening up opportunities because other people have got doors of opportunity that they'll invite you into if they trust you. and you've built a relationship with. And the higher level that person is, when I say higher level, obviously they're not more valuable as a human being, but they're more valuable in the marketplace. That's what I'm talking about. They've got notoriety, they've got status, they're a bit of an icon, or they're just at a next level to what you're at, right? And so it's not that they're more valuable as a human being. I truly believe that every human being is valued the same. But from a marketplace perspective, from a what value do they add to the marketplace, there is definitely a difference, right? And so for me, it opens up amazing opportunities. It opens up audiences. Audiences are a huge one. I've had some major influencers promote my stuff over the years, and that has given me a real leg up into the next level of my influence, the next level of growing my business. And as well, it opens up a lot of skill sets, because I know for me, just being around, hanging around, having conversations with people at the next level, it just reminds me and helps me to understand what it is the next skill sets that are needed to grow myself to the next level. So I'm going to do a generalization here, okay? So this is in the danger, once again, of saying, you know, not everyone is like this. But I'm going to do a generalization of what people of influence value, all right? So once again, this is going to be a generalization, so not everyone's going to be like this. But I think that these are some good guidelines to understand when you're approaching someone of influence. So first of all, you have to understand that people of influence have very little time. They're usually extremely time poor. So wasting their time is probably the greatest sin that you can commit. So in other words, if you don't know how to add value to that person in an interaction, then especially if you're doing it multiple times, i.e. over Instagram, like saying, hey, can I help out? I would love to do this for you. Like, they don't care. No one's going to listen to you if you're doing stuff like that on Instagram. I get approached 100 times a day on Instagram of people going, I could do this for you. I could do that for you. And it's like, yeah, I don't care. Like, it's just wasting my time, right? And it actually leaves a negative taste in the mouth of the person that's hearing it. So first of all, you got to understand that they are extremely time poor. Secondly, you got to understand that they are very purposeful with their relationships. And this is, sometimes I feel like an immature understanding of relationships is thinking that you should just be friends with people because they're just really nice people. Now, you should have those types of friends, 100%. I have those types of friends. I have people in my life that could not help me, even if they wanted to, with my business, right? But I have people in my life who are very purposely in my life because of the commercial sense that it makes. Now, for me, they are still incredible relationships. But you have to understand that a mature understanding of relationship, you have to understand the purpose of relationships. Because for me, I have relationships where I'm just like, just good friends with them. There is no business much involved. Now, I have fewer and fewer of those relationships. But I've got a lot of relationships where business is the first function of the relationship, and then what flowed out of that was friendship. And so it's okay to have the purpose of the relationship and the friendship to be about business, right? Because you've got a common interest, a common desire, because it comes down to values. It's like you both desire growth. You both desire to move forward. So a characteristic of a highly influential person is that for them, if they don't see a purpose in the relationship, they won't pursue the relationship. I want you to understand that. And you can't take it personal if they don't pursue the relationship. So there's going to be relationships you're going to try and build with people, and they won't want to build that relationship. You can't take it personal because they are extremely purpose-driven. And so when you understand that, for me, it's more like, okay, so the purpose that they have in their life of what they're pursuing doesn't align with the skill sets, the value that I can add. And that's totally fine. Like, it's nothing personal. So you have to be cautious of that. Another thing, just like all human beings, is people of influence They want to associate with people who understand them. So what that means is which kind of leads into my first point that I'm going to make. My first point is that to build relationships with people of influence, you have to be good at what you do or understand what it takes to be good at what you do. So what I mean by that is, I know for me, when I connect with people, if I can see that they are a high capacity person, like in other words, they've built something, they've done something with their life, they've pushed themselves out of their comfort zone, they've achieved things in their life, and it may be in a very different area to me, but I really feel like they get it. Like they, in other words, it's like they get what it's like to stand in the gladiator pit and to swing the sword. Like that, they fully get it, and they don't just get it at a basic level. They get it at a deep level. Like they've been in it. They've been in the mud. They know what it's like. And there's this deep resonance that I have with other people who understand that. And it's almost like unconsciously, I say in my mind, that person gets me. And so I have the potential to build some relationship with them. Now, whether it turns into a full-blown friendship or a business partnership or anything like that, I don't know. But I just want to start off with saying that one of the most valuable things you can do to build exceptional relationships at a high level, like people of influence, is to actually be good at what you do. I'm reading a book, or I'm listening to a book at the moment, called The Diary of a CEO. Fantastic book. And in the Diary of the CEO, it talks about these five steps in building your career. And I think it's just brilliant. The first step is acquiring knowledge, which is like doing courses, understanding your industry, understanding your skill. The second step is developing your skills, so actually being good at what you do, becoming masterful. And the third step is building relationships, because from having skill sets, you become valuable and you build more and more valuable relationships. But I want you to see that the flow happens that way. It happens from knowledge, skills, relationships. And then he goes on to talk about resources and reputation. But I want you to understand just like that first two steps is that becoming good at what you do, becoming masterful at what you do and adding value, it essentially like gives you the ticket. It gives you the permission, not that you need permission, that's not the right word. It basically gives you the access, the right, in a sense, to be able to have relationships with people on the next level. I know for me, I've had many times where I've been invited into groups, whether they be mastermind groups or various other groups, where they had certain requirements. And this was probably 5 or 6 years ago. I got invited into a group and they had a specific requirement of revenue. And I wasn't quite at that requirement. But the reason why they wanted me in the group was because I had a very specific skill set. I was obviously teaching, speaking, and selling from stage. And they were like, that skill set would be really valuable in our group. And I got invited into that group. And then through the relationships, through what I learned, I very quickly grew to the revenue that I needed to be and beyond. But what's cool was that I got invited into a closed room with very high-level people because of the skills that I had. I want you to understand that it wasn't because of the revenue I was making. I was making enough revenue to understand their world, but it was the skills that I could bring and the specific skills that made me a valuable asset to the group. Does that make sense? And so to build influential relationships, it actually starts with you. It starts with you being on a continued growth journey of your own skills. And whether that's doing programs where you develop your skills, learning from other people, reading books, like just that continued development is really, really important. So that's the first thing I will say in building influential relationships. Because I mentioned that a person of influence is, they're not looking for, just so you know, as a generalization, I'll say generalization, they're not looking for random friends. Like people of influence are looking for purposeful friends. And so what I mean by purposeful friends is it's friends that understand what they're going through, and secondly, can add value to their life. And so a lot of the times I notice that people of influence are less about, like, yes, loyalty, and it varies, I get it. Loyalty is important, but for them, it's more about, does this person, number one, add value to my life? Does this person elevate my energy? Like, when I hang out with them, do I leave and feel great? Does this person open up opportunities for me to grow in my endeavors and my life, right? And there might be different areas. Maybe you add spiritual value. Maybe you add business value. Maybe you add fitness value. Like, there's all different, like, currencies of value that you can add. But if you're not adding positive value to a person of influence, don't be surprised if they don't text you back or they don't continue that relationship long term. And so this is something that's really important to understand. And it comes back to the value you're adding and who you're being as a person, right? So you can't escape that. I could give you all the little strategies and techniques you can use. But if you're not doing that strategy of developing yourself, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, growing in your own skill set, understanding what it's like to take on uncertainty, overcome challenges, all that sort of stuff, like, all the strategies don't matter, right? So I just want to lay that as a foundation. So let me share with you some other things, some other kind of insights that I've noticed. I know for me, I can usually almost instantly tell if someone has capacity. And when I say capacity, it is like they get what it takes to grow something. Now, once again, it's not saying whether they're a good or bad person. It's simply, I can usually tell in about 20 seconds to a minute conversation with someone that I meet at a conference, whether that person gets what it takes to actually grow something, develop something, achieve something. And so, once again, comes back to this point of who you're being, who you've developed yourself to become, is really important. And I want you to understand this, is that it's a continual journey. So it's not about, are you that person or are you not that person? It's a commitment. That's all it is. It's a commitment to start where you are at right now and to grow into that person. Now, how do you do that? For me, I would say some of the greatest ways that have grown my capacity have been joining programs, whether it be group coaching programs, mastermind groups, conferences, being involved in programs where I can build relationships. And if I look back, I would say most of the relationships that I've built have actually come through being a part of paid programs. Now, I'm also involved in some unpaid programs, which are organized through some peers and so forth that I have. But I usually have an unpaid and a paid program that I'm involved in. I'm usually involved in two. And if I reflect back, it was it was actually the paid programs that allowed me to get access to the unpaid programs. Does that make sense? Like, the kind of like the inner circle programs that no one knows about that are happening and are meeting at a high level every month or so. And so for me, it's actually been through paid programs, being a part of coaching programs, mastermind groups, et cetera, that have made the biggest difference in growing myself. Now, when I look back, some great strategies you can use to build influential relationships is, first of all, if you've got a podcast, invite them to be on your podcast, because when you think about it, you're adding value to them because you're sharing their message with your audience. And so I will let you know that one of the main reasons, not the only reason, but one of the main reasons that I started my own podcast was actually to have other guests who are at a high level, who have access to different audiences and communities, to bring them onto my podcast, which you see the guest list that I bring on, right? And my intention with the podcast was, one of the intentions was to actually bring people of influence on the podcast so I could build a relationship. Now, not every single person that I bring on the podcast ends up being reciprocal and leading to me being on their podcast. But I will say that a lot of them do. Just recently, I had Donald Miller on the podcast, on the Expert Edge podcast, and he reciprocated with saying, hey, Colin, I'd love to get you on my podcast. I did the same, Amy Porterfield. I had Amy on my podcast several years ago. You can scroll back. You can see it's a great interview. And then Amy had me on her podcast, right? And so I want you to understand that building relationships through podcasts, for me, is one of the main functions that I see a podcast for. I personally don't think podcasts are the greatest audience building technique. I think social media is a better audience building technique. YouTube is a better audience building technique. But for me, you cannot beat relationship building strategies with podcasts. And so that's one of the purposes that I use a podcast for. There's other purposes, obviously, to create IP for you, to connect with my audience, to, you know, see if they resonate with me, and obviously to join our programs if we resonate, all that sort of good stuff. But I want you to know that having a podcast, for me, I would say one of my most important reasons is to build relationships with high-level people. That's why I have a podcast. And then obviously reciprocating being on their podcast, which actually does grow the podcast and the community. So that's a really good strategy. Another one is adding specific value to people of influence. So what I mean by that, I've had several relationships that I wanted to build relationships with, and I saw that they had something coming up that I could add value. Now, what I would do was I would actually either offer my services for free, right? And I don't normally do that because I charge quite a lot of money. When I say quite a lot of money, I still think it's cheap for the value that people get. But to do any sort of coaching with me starts at about $40,000, right? To do some one-on-one coaching with me. But I will do a session or two with someone who's super high level influence because I want to build relationships. I want to put money in the bank with that person because I know, once again, you come back to people of influence, they are people of purpose. And so when they understand that you are someone who can add value to their world, then it's reciprocated, right? And it might be reciprocated straight away. It might be reciprocated 3 years, 4 years later. For me, I don't put like pressure on a timeline. For me, it's about, I just want to keep adding value to people who I want to build relationship with. And eventually that value will come back to me. It can't not. Like, it's just, it's the way energy flows in people's lives. And so when you think about adding value, don't think about going to someone, hey, can I help you out? Don't say that. You have to have something very specific to add value to. So for me, I'll be like, hey, would you like me to take a look at your next big presentation that you've got coming up where you're selling to, you know, 5,000 people live in person? I'm happy to jump on a call and go through it and give you some pointers. Like, that's really specific, right? Really valuable. And because of that, they almost every time say yes, okay? Now, think about what you can, so you need to think about what you can add value to. Now, obviously, I only do this with people who I want to build a relationship with who are at a higher level than me in a certain area, whether that be their audience or their revenue or their skill sets. I'm like, I want to add value. Now, I will say that a lot of times these things take time, right? Sometimes I recently spoke at a mastermind event with a guy who I've been wanting to build a relationship with for about 2 years. And slowly what I've been doing is just building a purposeful relationship with these people. I would write a comment on their post. I would send them something valuable on Instagram, like a cool article that I found that might relate to their topic. I would just like slowly build relationship. And then eventually what happens, it's really fascinating. I ran into this person at a random event, like a random event. And then we just got chatting because of that. And then that led to another thing and another thing. And then they got me to come and speak at their event. And so, and now we've got a friendship, a relationship, right? But what I'm saying is that that process took about 2.5 years. So it wasn't like it just happened overnight. And so a lot of the time, you have to start with an intention of going, I would like to build a relationship with that person. Russell Brunson calls it his dream 100. He's like, who are the, and that's a lot of people, 100 people. But he's like, who are the 100 people that you would love to build a relationship with? I know for me, I'm like, who are the three? Who are the three people, 3 to 5 people that I would like to build a relationship with in the next 12 to 24 months? That's kind of my intention with this stuff. And so for me, this is working in the background, and I'm thinking about consciously adding value to that person, whether that be writing an encouraging post on their Facebook or their Instagram, sending them something of value through DMs. It's like, and it's not, you know, I'm not, and I know that you guys don't do this, but like, you know, when you get those DMs from people saying like, I can do your reels for $3 and it will elevate your, you know, this, like, that's not adding value. Do you know what adding value is? Actually doing a reel for me, like doing the actual reel and showing me the reel and sending it completely done, ready for me to post. That's adding value, not saying that you can do that for me. And so when you think about people of influence, you want to think about, how can I add value to them without them doing basically any work? Does that make sense? That will get their attention. That will get them to prick up their ears and go, oh, this person is valuable. This person is someone that can help me with the purpose that I have on my life. And then what happens is, when you lead with value, you lead with an intention of giving, of generosity, and not asking them right away for something. For me, I never ask for something right away, right? I just keep leading with value, with generosity, and eventually it just comes back to you. It honestly just flows back to you. And the relationships that I've built, who are now, a lot of them are actually clients of mine, which has been cool, started from, I'll summarize it. It's me developing myself, right? Me developing myself and my own skill set. It was me putting myself in rooms and circumstances where I could run into those people. And that would be attending conferences, being a part of groups, joining group coaching programs, mastermind programs, where they or those caliber of people would be at, right? Another thing is being intentional about who I'm wanting to add value to, and actively doing something maybe once a week, sending one of them something of value, not expecting something in return. And what happens is, after a while, you add enough value stack that they end up being reciprocal to you and having an opportunity that comes up, and they'll invite you to be a part of that opportunity. And so that, for me, are some strategies and philosophy that I use in building high-level relationships with global influencers in the world. And I'm very blessed. I'm extremely blessed to have incredible friendships at a functional level from just life, right? And at a business level, which is building those strategic relationships. And so if this has been valuable, by the way, and you haven't yet left a review, could you do me a favor? Could you scroll, especially on iTunes, scroll down and leave a written review. And if you take a screenshot of that as you're doing the written review, send it to me on Instagram, just at Colin Boyd. The link's in the show notes. And I'll send you a free course. It's a course we usually sell. I'll send you a free course just as a thank you present for being a listener and a part of the podcast. And secondly, if you're someone who wants to grow your coaching business, your course business, and you would love to take that to the next level through becoming a better speaker, presenter, running to run webinars, live events, virtual events, any sort of speaking, send me the word elite in my Instagram. Love to have a chat and see if it's something that we can help you with. But either way, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I trust you have. Share it, text it to a friend if you think this will be valuable for them. And I'd encourage you to keep building influential relationships It will pay off long term. It will grow your business. It will grow the meaning that you have in your life. And you'll even more become the person that you're called to be. Thanks for your time.
Why is it so hard to know what content to include in your speeches and webinars? Knowing which ideas to keep in and what to leave out is the difference between just getting claps or signing clients. If you're really serious about making your content highly persuasive, make sure to download the Persuasive Content Builder while it's still available. Go to www.persuasivecontentbuilder.com and get your step-by-step formula for designing and delivering content that connects with your audience and moves them to join your programs. Until then, we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The Expert Edge.